Well, regardless of where he's at on the field, it was just encouraging to see the swings he took today, regardless of the outcome and a couple of home runs. You know, over the last 4 or 5 days, he was kind of flying open and pulling off the ball a little bit. I know he had some extra work prior to the game with Murph. And when he stays through the baseball, I mean, his power is as good as anybody we have, and it was obviously the case today. But I thought we took a number of good at-bats up and down the lineup. You know, we laid off some tough pitches against Garcia, and it was just good to see a willingness to pass the baton, for lack of a better term, onto the next guy, take their walk, and build up some pitch counts.
When you talk about a guy flying open and you're facing someone from like Freddy Garcia, it's even more difficult, one would imagine, to stay back with his stuff.
Well, I think we're all aware of the type of pitcher that Freddy is. But even against Benuelos, you know, again, he didn't try to overswing the batter, muscle up against good velocity. He trusted his hands, and that's what he's capable of. You know, we all saw the second half and really the last couple of years of what he's capable of in the second half. And when he maintains that swing, he's a very dangerous hitter.
See what you expected to out of Henderson?
Yeah, threw the ball like we'd hoped, like we anticipated. I thought he had very good stuff. You know, when he's putting the ball on the ground, and even, you know, he'll give up a first pitch base hit, but with that ability to get 2 outs with one pitch, as he did with the 6-4-3 double play, that's why he's capable of going deep into games. And, you know, he works quick, he throws strikes, and he's not afraid of contact. And we've seen it time and time again.
Villanueva looks like he seems to be right on track.
Yeah, it was a good day of work for him. You know, he used all of his pitches. He didn't get predictable. He used his off-speed pitch and some fastball counts. And when he comes in behind a power arm, that secondary stuff really plays well. And a familiar role that we saw him in last year.
Come on.
What?
I mean, another at bat by Lowry that we talked about the other day. You know, he fought off some pitches up in the. I mean, he fights off fastballs up around his neck, and then he takes one below the knees and he drives it off the left right center field wall. And you know, that's probably 3 or 4 of those at bats in the early part of spring training that you don't often see. And it's he's pretty good.
Was it when he decided that he was going to go for 3? It looked like he was about halfway to second base, and he seemed to even have another gear between second and third because it was a pretty solid relay there that he beat.
He's a pretty solid base runner. You know, the one thing that shows out repeatedly, and we're gaining an appreciation for this day in and day out, is his instincts on the field. His decision-making is spot on many times, and whether it's running the bases or making a read defensively, you know, the two-out chop the third base that he comes in and makes a heck of a play on, you know, that's his explosiveness and athleticism. It really plays out.
John, I know these guys asked you about Echevarria, but I was doing another job this morning. I do want to ask you one thing, though. How, you know, people talk about the importance of making a good first impression when you're a manager, like the first time you get a chance to see a guy consistently, day in and day out. What was it about him in particular, his approach, as a professional player, that really kind of grabbed me?
Last year or this year?
He was here more this year, was he not? Saw him more this year. Like, you got a chance to see him up close more.
Well, we have a point of comparison from last spring. And when you look at the overall strength and body or bat speed that he's able to generate this year compared to last is noticeable. Even more so than that is his approach at the plate. I thought there were times last year where he wasn't quite sure if he'd go in and hit the first pitch, try to steer the ball to right field. I think he's understanding of what his capabilities are more this year than a year ago. And, you know, he had a few at-bats where, you know, he'd get down on a count 0-2 and either work out a walk or work out something deeper in the count where he got a pitch up on the plate. Evident yesterday again with getting down on a count 0-2, he worked a 2-2 count and doubled down the left field line. So it's just showing his understanding of what he's trying to get done at the plate. He's not chasing pitches out of the zone as much as he did a year ago. And it's part of the overall maturity of a player, physical and mental.
If Edwin shows you that he can handle left, does that mean that you might not need 5 outfielders?
I wouldn't say that at this point. Again, I would categorize Edwin in left field as a continuation of what we did a year ago. The more reps he gets out there, we'll see. The one thing for sure is we want to be sure that we have his bat in the lineup, regardless of where that might be, first, third, DH, left field. His versatility just adds to his overall value.